Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. European Union leaders at an emergency summit in Brussels have promised to stand by Ukraine and boost military spending. The President of the European Council, Ursula von der Leyen, says they are determined to act with the scale, speed and resolve the situation demands. Speaking to RTL, Luxembourg's Prime Minister Luc Frieden described the European Commission's €800 billion initiative to strengthen European defence and deterrence as a step in the right direction. However, it remains unclear how much Luxembourg will contribute to the plan. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Saudi Arabia on Monday, a day before planned talks there between senior Ukrainian and US officials on ending the war in Russia. In national news, the trial of a man diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, accused of killing his flatmate's girlfriend in Bonnevoie in 2022, has concluded. The defence aligned its plea with the prosecution's case, arguing that the accused is not criminally liable due to his mental condition. Defence lawyer Daniel Scherer said his client requires close monitoring and lifelong supervision. The verdict in the case is set to be announced on the 27th of March. Jacques Molitor, businessman, watchmaker, jeweller and official supplier to the Grand Ducal Court, passed away on the 27th of February at the age of 92. Molitor dedicated much of his life to his craft. For over 50 years, he personally served customers at his shop in the Old Town, located just a few hundred metres from the Grand Ducal Palace. In other news, Pope Francis has released an audio message thanking people across the world for their support after being admitted to hospital on the 14th of February. It's the first time the 88-year-old has been heard by the public since entering hospital for pneumonia in both lungs. The short two-line message was played during a nightly prayer service for the Pope in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican last night. A rocket launched into space by Elon Musk's SpaceX has exploded minutes after takeoff, marking the company's second failure this year. Burning debris from the Starship streaked through the sky near the Bahamas. Meanwhile, Europe's new Ariane 6 rocket has successfully carried out its first commercial mission, placing a French military satellite into orbit to give the continent a new independent access to space. And finally, obesity is on the rise, not just in humans, but in dogs. In a new paper published in Science, researchers have identified 16 genes that make Labradors more prone to obesity, with the top offender, a gene called DENB1B, also playing a role in human weight. The findings reinforce something that many dog owners and dieters will already suspect. Some of us are wired to be hungrier than others. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with cricket, India play New Zealand in the Champions Trophy final in Dubai on Sunday in what could be a last hurrah for veteran stars Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma. The 36-year-old Kohli and skipper Rohit, 37, came into the tournament with speculation over when they will retire. India go into the final at Dubai International Cricket Stadium as favourites and with their confidence sky high. And in rugby, France head coach Fabien Galthié has called this weekend's match against Ireland an immense challenge for his team. A victory for France over top-of-the-table unbeaten Ireland would open up the race for the championship before the final round of matches. Scotland have recalled Darcy Graham in the only change to their starting side for Saturday's Six Nations clash at home to Wales. The Edinburgh wing was concussed during the game against Ireland in February and missed the 16-15 loss away to England a fortnight ago. And England are looking to beat Italy at Twickenham on Sunday.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's a mostly sunny, dry and warm Friday. Early temperatures on the cold side between 3 and 5 degrees at the lower end, but thermometers are nearly bursting between 15 and 16 degrees by lunchtime.